Just a moment, Mr. Baruch.
Mr. Baruch?
Good morning, sir.
Lyndon Johnson. I appreciate your message very much. I've been wanting to talk to you for a week, but they've had me kind of snowed under, and I...
Well, I understand you're busy in the boy killing snakes.
Well, I don't know how many I've killed, but there have been a lot around, and I've been trying to get adjusted. How are you getting along?
Well, I'm all right. I've had some difficulties physically, but I think I'm coming along, and... I wrote to you yesterday that I was leaving for the South on Monday.
Yes.
And I gave you my address.
Fine. Why don't you stop by here on your way down?
Well, the only time I can get an airplane is on Monday.
Yes.
And I will leave here. You know, I've had some physical difficulties. I was in the hospital for 4 months. But I'm able to get around, but I can't do anything continuously or strenuously, but I still have had some experience, and I think I can get around and underneath the surface help you a little more, or I'll do anything that I can.
Fine. Now, could you stop in for 15 minutes on your way to South Carolina?
I'll tell you, I'm going to leave. I've got the plane for Monday.
Yes?
And I have to have nurses and a lot of people with me, and I have no reason why we shouldn't. I'm forced to leave, LaGuardia at 11.
All right.
Now, I think I better find out exactly when they're going to be there, the plane, so you can. See, that would put me down there at a little after 12, so I could come in after lunch or any time.
No, you could come in just as soon as you got here. I just give you priority. What you do is call back and talk to Bill Moyers, Mr. Moyers, M-O-Y-E-R-S.
M-O who?
Y-E-R-S, Moyers.
M-O-Y-U-R-S.
Right, M-O-Y-E-R-S.
M-O-Y-E-R, oh yes.
And
I was looking over the correspondence that you and I had for the last 15 years, and certainly it's been very pleasant to read it. You've been very courteous and kind, and
well,
had a lot of fun getting in there the first time.
Well, thank you. And what I'd like to do, if you'll let me know what time you'll be at the airport, you can just ask your people to wait there, and I'll have a car bring you down, and you can have a little visit, and I'll have it take you right back.
All right. Now, I'll tell you, as soon as I know when I'm going to start, I'm going to try to get the plane at 11. If you have to get up in the morning, they got to fix me up with a lot of damn things, and then I'll get on the plane, and that'll take us, I suppose, about an hour and an hour and 10 or 15 minutes, and I will let you know, and I will wait at the airport for your disposition.
Fine. I'll have a man meet you there and bring you right to the White House.
All right. Thank you, sir. I hope you're well, and the missus is.
We're well, and we're doing fine, and I look forward to seeing you, and I'm going to lean on you for strength and wisdom.
Well, I'll do what I can, but remember this, you know, you're only a certain amount of time, and you fix your priority and make everybody live up to it.
All right, I'll do that.
I'll see you, sir.
Right.